Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
So you guys, we have a special treat for you today. We normally go into what we're doing and everything, but in this episode, we have a special guest with us. She's a business coach and artist. Her name is Audra King.
And Audra is, I met, this is Julie, in France at an art retreat with Kat Coquelette and Logan Elliott, gosh, 2 years ago now. And Audra is a joy to be around. She follows the fun, as her little tagline says. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. But she is a lifelong creative and has been obsessed with making and building businesses since she was a young child. And Audra works with healers, creatives, and service providers who aren't afraid to do things a little differently and who embrace that life as a creative is rarely conventional. She backs up her big picture planning and coaching offers with her full service agency. Ooh, can't speak today. She loves her biz, so you can start, pivot, and grow your business with ease. Her driving beliefs are when women create wealth, we make the world a better place, and to always follow the fun. So welcome, Audra. We're so glad you're here. If you want to share a little bit more about yourself and your business, we'd love for our listeners to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
And then we'll get into the topic for this week.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. It's always such a pleasure to be around other creatives and to talk all things art and business and fun. So I'm just thrilled to be here. Sometimes people find it interesting to hear the story about how I got into the business that I'm in. So as you mentioned in the intro, I've been a lifelong creative. I've been interested in entrepreneurship ever since I was a child. My first business, if you want to call it that, was selling stenciled greeting cards to my parents' friends when they would come over for Bible study. So I had a captive audience there. But my path was kind of meandering, and I think a lot of creatives find themselves in this position. So I taught high school Spanish and English as a second language for 7 years, all the while, you know, dabbling in things like an Etsy shop and selling materials for teachers. And eventually I had a young child at home. The teaching lifestyle just wasn't fitting in with being able to show up as the mom I wanted to be or the teacher I wanted to be. And so I decided to launch my graphic design business, where I did custom illustrations and workbooks for online course creators and bloggers. And as I learned more and more about online business and how, you know, everything works together to create a successful business, I realized the part I really enjoyed was strategy and coaching. Along the way, I accidentally launched an agency. She loves her biz. We
I love the way you say that. Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Right. We do branding and web design and light tech because I realized a lot of times people, you know, they just want to do whatever it is their passion is in their business. If you're a creative, that might be getting your art in the world. If you're a service provider, that might be helping the people you feel called to help. But sometimes that online stuff kind of gets in the way. So currently, She Loves Her Biz has two pillars. One is my coaching and consulting. So people can work with me one-on-one to help make a plan for their business and also to get my support making that plan happen. And then if they need things like a brand or a website built, the agency can take care of that piece as well.
Well, today we decided that we were going to talk about your follow the fun for creatives. And this is a topic I know that you're very passionate about. And I thought maybe you could explain a little bit about what follow the fun is. And then we can have an open discussion kind of around how we find happiness, creativity, and satisfaction by following fun in our own businesses, and give some suggestions to other people on how to do that.
Yeah, I love that. So as I was kind of building my business and even just life skills, I guess, on this journey, because nothing will teach you more about yourself than either becoming a parent or having a business baby.
Yeah, truth bomb.
And the whole COVID.
Right.
Yeah, and the whole COVID thing.
But throw that in COVID, oh my goodness, yeah. Yeah, no time for self-reflection like the COVID time, right? I realized that what I wanted out of my life was really to be in alignment. And I worked with my own coaches and a therapist and all sorts of support to really realize that I wasn't, you know, living the life that I really wanted to be living. So about a year and a half ago, I decided to kind of put my money where my mouth was or where my true desires were and start asking myself the question, does this feel fun? And using that as a way to check in and make sure that I was operating out of alignment and purpose and not buying into the shoulds. Because those should surround us, whether you're in online business or even what does it look like to be an artist or a creative? What do people expect of you if you're a parent or anyone in a role in society that people have opinions on? And people have opinions on every role in society, right?
Yes. And I love how you brought up the shoulds, because mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of, as a creative and an artist, we see those shiny objects and we think, oh, well, I should be doing this over here. Right. Oh, I should be doing reels. Oh, I should be selling on, you know, this platform or that platform. I guess, like, how did you figure out how to, I'm not sure what the word is, if I want to say, put, you know, headphones on to remove the shoulds or to put blinders on to remove the shoulds? Like,
how did you focus
how did you take those out?
Yeah. Because like you said, they are everywhere. So
yeah, I think that's a great question. I think there were two pieces. One is I became more in tune with what my coach calls Audra 2.0. So Audra, I see Audra 2.0 as like the best, most authentic version of myself. And Audra 2.0 doesn't always come to the party, but I catch myself when I get out of that mode, because I've taken the time to kind of think about who is that best version of myself that feels most in alignment. And so I think like part one is just the more comfortable and sure you become in who you are, what you stand for, the less the rest of that noise matters to you. So it's kind of easier to set that aside. But then I also think limiting the noise that you allow into your life has been really helpful. So there was a period of time when I would scroll on Instagram and I would feel worse after I got off of Instagram than I did before I got on there. And so I realized like, I think we all have, right? And nothing against Instagram. I think it can be, you know, it can add value as well. But for me at that time, it wasn't. And so making the conscious choice to say, I'm not going to consume this content for a little bit helped, you know, with that blinders on or that headphones on that you were talking about. I think that's a really apt description. Like, we get to choose what we consume. And so why not consume things that help us feel better about ourselves instead of worse?
Yes. You just kind of prompted a thought. But
what do you guys do?
So before we even started like recording today, Rachel, she sent me this, she was telling me about, so I went to Ole Miss and our football coach, whoever our football coach is right now. And she's like, so what do you think about this guy? And I'm, what was it about? He found his kicker at the keg party. Yeah. And I'm just like, why is this relevant to me? I don't really care. So I completely have blinders on with like the news, and I no longer watch the news or read the news. And actually, one of the things that started doing was getting rid of Facebook and Instagram actually on my phone. So it's no longer a, you know, that boredom clutch.
It's not a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it gives you that extra quiet time to kind of what you're talking about, find that alignment with yourself. And because we get enough conversations with ourselves inside of our heads, we don't need more noise all the time.
Right. Exactly.
I love that. And I kind of wanted to talk about, like, I had a question about the follow the fun. So when we were talking about follow the fun, how do you make those things like social media, doing your statistics and things like that actually fun in your business? Because it's kind of one of those necessary evil type things that, how do you work with that?
I love that question. So I have a I have a monthly workshop that I offer, and we do different topics and we do different guests, but the very first thing we do every workshop is a check-in. And for business, I have basically five areas that I recommend that people check in. And I think it works for creatives who maybe aren't in business, but have a creative practice of some sort, where you're really checking in on some of the key areas that help us feel happy and satisfied. And so for me, that's my schedule, the clients that I'm working with. That could also be like the, you know, the time that you spend being creative, marketing, the offers and products that I'm selling, and my revenue. And I find that all of those pieces come together to support the lifestyle. So there's like business follow the fun, and then there's my life follow the fun. And my goal is that the business serves my life and not the other way around, which I think can be a balancing act for business owners. And so I think that first piece is around like just knowing what you want, and then looking at the areas that support that. So for example, in my schedule, I mainly work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then Wednesday I do life, like I get my haircut or go grocery shopping, that kind of thing. And then on Fridays I have a flex day because I try to limit my working hours because I have a lot of other things that I want to do. But when I look at each of the areas, I think for business owners, the marketing piece can be something that sucks a lot of joy out of their life. And then the selling piece, like how am I making money? What am I charging? That kind of thing. For marketing, I found this amazing resource. It's by a woman, I think it's Brit with one T, Kolo, K-O-L-O. And she does marketing for your personality type. And so I did her product, and I'm an INFP, which is, I don't even remember what all the letters stand for, but essentially I'm an introvert and intuitive. And what I found through
this feeling and then.
Yeah.
Feeling and
receiving, I don't remember. But I'm a very touchy-feely introverted person. And there were a few key things that I took out of the product that I did of hers. And one was one of my strengths in marketing is connecting. So like Jules and I met at the retreat in France. We had a great connection, and I love nurturing relationships. It comes naturally to me. It's never... I'm never tracking people on a spreadsheet, trying to convert them into clients. I feel like, which some people do, and I'm not knocking that. But for me, it's just easy to remember the people that I've met and to remember how we're connected. So I'm a natural connector. I also, with one of the letters, the idea is that you tap into something bigger than yourself. So that's actually why I started the workshops, and they're my main marketing venue right now, because it ties into the strength. We donate the proceeds to a cause that the guest or I choose. We serve people by getting information out to them at a very low cost. So it's making the world a better place, which is one of my missions, in an equitable way. So it's easier for me now because I know what I'm talking about, what I'm promoting, The content is created through the workshops, so I'm able to, you know, repurpose that, but it all serves those values I have. And so I think for whatever your approach is, there's a way to find a fun way to market. My fun way to market is never going to be Instagram Reels. It's never going to be, TikTok videos. But it is for some people that really lights them up, and that's a great and easy way. So I think it's just finding what's easy for you and what feels natural. I'm a teacher by training, so getting on a workshop is no big deal for me. I don't mind, you know, being on video or those types of things. But what do you ladies do for your marketing that makes, you know, like you feel good about?
Well, it's kind of funny. Our next episode is about networking, and and we were talking about, like, for me, I know I'm an INFJ and I hate networking. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've signed up for an event, I've gone to the event, I've parked my car, and I go to open the door and I close it and I turn around and I leave.
Yeah.
Like, they just suck the complete joy. And I was saying too, you know, I just recently got invited to go to a BNI by two different people. And I'm just like, I haven't answered them appropriately yet because I know that I need to say yes, but I don't want to say yes because I'm going to dread every moment. So for me personally, I'm trying to figure out how to network and find joy in that marketing piece. My coach is pushing me to network, and I just haven't found what works for me. But I do know that I need to say no to the BNI things because they're not, I'm not gonna find them fun, and that's gonna come across to my personality because I'm very empathetic. Yeah. And people are going to know I'm not going to want to be there. I've been down that path. I've been a president. I've been a treasurer. I've been every aspect of it. And I know I don't want to do it. So that's not answering your question of like what I personally do, but that's saying what I don't do. And I'm trying to find what I want to do. Trying to find that follow the fun part.
I think that's important.
Yeah. So.
I think that's important because we tend to not talk about the things that we that don't work for us. You see people talking about what does, but I think what people sometimes don't realize is it's a process of trying something, seeing if it resonates, if it feels good. And then if it doesn't, Jules, you're being courageous and saying, this is a should that people are telling me to do, but I know it's not right for me.
Right.
And I think when we talk about that, it gives other people permission to also not do something that's not right for them. So I think that's great.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Now I just need to figure out how to politely say no.
but I mean, have time in your schedule.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I mean, I love what Stephanie's doing right now.
Yeah, so my networking thing that I'm really enjoying, because I've done the BNI thing too. I did it for like, 2 years? And it was okay. It helped you get out of your shell, get used to doing that 30-second elevator pitch type thing. So that was great. But what I'm actually really enjoying is every Saturday I go to this artist and farmers artisan market or something like that. And I just have my little booth set up, very simple. I promote my pet portraits, promote my oil painting classes, and I stand there and paint. And so people get to walk by and they're actually watching me paint. And then we start talking about pets and art. And that to me is just really a lot of joy. But and so I'm actually an ENTJ, but I was borderline E and I, introvert, extrovert. So I'm probably more introvert now, but I do what's required. And so at the end of those shows, even on Saturdays, I thoroughly enjoy it. But even at the end, I'm like, yeah, I'm done talking. You know? But yeah, I really enjoy those. I do not like the reels. I don't find joy really in Instagram at all. I find joy in Facebook because you actually get more interactions with people.
See, and that's your E coming out.
Yeah.
That just dawned on me. Because I don't mind Instagram because I don't have to talk to anyone. I don't have to engage with anyone. I don't know. I just made that up. But
it's probably true, though.
It's probably true.
Well, and I've been having a lot of luck on Facebook myself. with the Facebook group
that I have
and the page. So between them both, they probably make up like 60% of the traffic to my website.
Oh, that's awesome. Didn't you have a lot of luck with Google Ads too?
I had a lot of luck with Google Ads, and you don't have to interact with that at all. You just throw that out there.
That's a part of probably I'm doing Facebook ads. And so I did this, I still got it out there. Facebook ad is all about the Zorn palettes. The Zorn palettes, like how to use four colors to treat life like flesh tones.
Mm.
And so the image that I have just basically shows like a white person's flesh tone, because I was demoing against me. I'm uber white. And and people are posting on there like, what about black? And what about this? What about that? And I'm just like, it works for all flesh tones. Watch the video. And other people are piling on. But it's one of those things, like when I think I gain the joy from the positive interactions, which is why my community is called Positive Painters, and not those negative ones where it so happens so often on the social media things.
Right.
And that just, it's like, oh God, people really,
I know.
No, it really works for all flesh tones. And I actually say flesh tones. And
right.
then other people are piling on saying, yeah, look at this video. Here it is for an African-American. Here it is for Oriental. You know, it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's when it just like, ugh,
you know,
people support,
right? If it works for the people sometimes. There's a Brené Brown quote that I love, and it kind of circles back to that question of like, how do you put the blinders or the headphones on? Brown. It might be Teddy Roosevelt. I can't remember the person, but there's this great quote, and it talks about the person in the arena, right? And maybe you can find it for the show notes, but it's about like, you know, the person whose opinion matters is the person who's in the arena covered in blood and sweat and is essentially like the one doing the work. It's easy to be on the outside saying, you should do this. Why didn't you do that? I like YouTube quite a bit. I follow lots of people on YouTube, and you know, they get these comments where it's like, I had hoped this video was about this, or you should use your platform to talk about this social issue or whatever. And in my mind, I'm always like,
right?
Yes.
Well, why don't you get out and make that video then, right? Like if you have this idea or this knowledge.
And I think I actually responded to somebody. I was like, well,
No, you're fine. Oh, there's a tiny bit of a delay, I think.
Sorry.
I'm always like, the people who aren't out there doing the work, their opinion does not matter to me of the work that I'm doing, because I know where I'm, you know, the heart that I'm bringing to it, the humility and experience. You know, I think I try to just share my own experience, and you can't argue with someone else's experience. And if you don't have skin in the game, I don't really care what you think about me or what I'm doing, because I'm just following my own path, and I bless you and invite you to follow your own without your nasty comments.
But I think that's what I like about her Google ads, is you really can't Google and Pinterest. You can't comment on ads.
You pay a lot.
Yeah.
For them, but it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do your Facebook ads, people can comment. I mean, they can share. I mean, you can see where it's shared and then the comments and stuff. And, you know, I do Facebook ads as well. And I had one that it was a comment on, like,
really?
On one of the episodes that we did. I also have another podcast that I do, but it was like on revenge books. And someone was like, I leave that to God.
Oh.
And I'm like,
well, okay, good for you.
Bless you. But there are some good books out there that are based on it. So
right.
You don't have to like revenge anyone. You can read about it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know. Some of the comments people leave, it's just like, why did you bother even leaving that?
I don't know.
It makes no sense. And
I don't know. I even had
my revenge on.
Oh, you go ahead. Your revenge.
Go ahead.
No, you're good. I want to hear your revenge.
My revenge on the on the nasty comments is to turn it into something that, if it's truly troll level nasty, I don't respond. But if it's if I can see any kind of way to turn it around, I try and use it as a way to educate people. So, and you probably did this too, in the instance of the you should have more representation in your ad or something like that, saying, great question. The course is full of every skin tone. And we love, we love that this process works for all skin tones, so we can achieve realistic paintings or something like that. And I'll get sometimes from my workshops, people will comment like, I can't find the replay. And, you know, you can put information in 27 different places and there's always going to be someone who can't find the replay, which is fine, right?
Yeah. That's funny.
So I always I put a link in the comments with a very friendly note, and then I always DM them just to make sure that they like get that information. But I do it more for the people who read through the comments, or as much for them as for the original person, because then, you know, the same question doesn't get asked 100 times. Sometimes it still does, but it helps.
So I like your, how you check in with the different things that you were doing. And we just kind of finished marketing, but you also talked about the selling portion of it. So you're offering some products and things like that. So how do you bring joy and fun into that?
So the question is, how do we make sales and making your offers fun? And I think that depends a lot on people's, you know, natural personality and how they like to make sales. But for me, there was a big process in feeling like the energy I was putting into what I do through the agency and through the coaching was being compensated in return. And I came to figure out for me, money has become, like I think about it in the sense of an exchange of energy. So is the energy I'm putting in equal to the energy that I'm being compensated for in terms of money? And I had, you know, when I first launched my agency, my pricing was way out of line. I was focusing on taking care of my team. And I wanted to be someone who was like compensated really well because I really value my team and the work that they do. But I wasn't also taking care of me and making sure that I was being compensated as well. I always put other people in front of me. And what that turns into is if you keep on going down that path, you start to resent your business, you start to resent your team, your clients. And it doesn't serve anybody. I had in the first few months of my agency launch, I had a $20,000 month, but I didn't keep most of that money. And so I felt like everybody was winning except for me. My clients were getting amazing websites built. My team was getting paid really, really well. But there was almost nothing left over for me. So for me to make it fun, I have to feel like the exchange is equal, right? And so I had to revisit my pricing. And now what I do in my agency is I try and keep it really simple. So let's say we're doing a project and I'm going to pay my contractor $1,000 for the project. I will charge the client $3,000 because I have $1,000 for the contractor. I have $1,000 for running my business. So like I have an operations assistant, I have support people, and of course tech and all of that. And then I have $1,000 that I pay myself. And that's kind of a very simple way to put it. I have some products that are, you know, more or less, but it's all about in that breakdown because it keeps it easy for me to price things out. I hate when I see people selling original pieces for like $15. And I'm like, even if this took you 15 minutes, think of all the energy you put into getting these skills and getting, you know, your talent and your materials and all of that kind of stuff. And so I think it's a process of understanding what's the true cost of the work I put in. Because if I say yes to one project, eventually I have to say no to another because I only have so much time in my day, right? And same thing for creatives. If you say, yes to selling a piece in one way, then you're saying no to other projects you could be working on.
Yeah, that makes mm-hmm. perfect
sense. If that makes sense.
So we definitely want to go over, though, a few of the things that you do offer for our audience. We're excited about that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so I love to work with people in a way that meets them where they're at. So for somebody who wants to get to know me a little better, wants to follow the fun more in their business, but maybe isn't quite ready to jump into one of my higher cost offers, I have the Follow the Fun workshops. They're $7 to sign up. All of that money goes to a great cause. I have a catalog of past workshops on everything from like my hiring process to email marketing, all sorts of good stuff. Those are a little bit more expensive because we try and incentivize people to get on that live call to get their questions answered and stuff like that. But it's a really low cost way.
And I would encourage people to at least do one of those workshops. For $7, you just almost can't beat the information mm-hmm. that you get.
That's a cup of coffee.
And I did one last week and it was amazing. So many people there got a lot of great information.
Well, thank you for that. And I love them because, as I said, I'm an introvert, so it might seem like it's not an intuitive match. But what I love about the workshops is, especially the live piece, I can interact with people kind of one-to-one in the comments, or if people submit questions ahead of time, we can get them answered, that kind of thing. I also do free monthly co-working for anyone who's gone to one of the workshops, and it can be any workshop. You can come to any month's co-working. And then my signature offer is called the Love Your Biz Blueprint. It's a business strategy for the next 6 to 12 months. We take a look at your whole business, your goals, what that ideal lifestyle that you want to lead is, and make sure that your business is in alignment with that. And then from there, people sometimes continue working with me as their coach, or they have the agency build out a project for them. A lot of my coaching packages, if people know that they want to work with me as a coach right away, we include the blueprint as the first piece in the coaching package. So I enjoy getting to know a few businesses really, really well and helping them succeed over the long term, as opposed to working with dozens of people in short-term projects. So my focus in my business is really on investing in those relationships we talked about and then being a part of other people's success.
Well, that's great.
Cool. That's great. Yeah. There's so many fun things already. And your website is sheloveshherbiz.com. It's a beautiful website.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
And you've got some great headshots and things of you on there. And there's some great recommendations to starting your business, pivoting in your business, and growing your business. And we really appreciate all the time you gave us today. Thank you so much. And we hope to, I don't even know how to finish that. My brain just completely went blank. Thank you for all your time, Audra. Your website is sheloveshherbiz.com. It's beautiful. It's got start your business, pivot in your business, grow your business. You can get a great blueprint to working with Audra. I can't highly recommend her enough. She's amazing.
And I was just going to say, you know, thanks so much, Audra, for coming on and being one of our guests, our second guest on the show.
Yay!
this is something new that we're venturing down. And so it's exciting to have people and to connect again. So thank you.
Thank you for coming. And we'll include all those links in the show notes. So everybody check that out. Be sure to like and follow Audra. She's amazing.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. And I would love to see anyone who wants to check out the workshops. It's at sheloveshherbiz.com/FTF workshop. Website is sheloveshherbiz.com. You can find me on the socials at sheloveshherbiz. And I also offer a free check-in on your business with advice at shelovesherbiz.com/FTF. So I'm always happy to meet new faces. And again, it was just such a pleasure to meet with you ladies and talk about business and following the fun. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.